Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're into the third hour. Congressman Ron Paul scheduled to call in the next 5 minutes. Sean, I forgot to ask you, are we calling him or is he calling us? You have his number? You weren't told whether we call him or he calls us? Why don't you call and find out from the crew, okay? Let's nail that down right now. He's scheduled at 8 after. Okay, going back to Ted. Ted, give him the two gold coins you're offering at discount and the silver dimes. Explain those to people and what the price is.
Sure, okay. British sovereigns, 241. It's a quarter-ounce gold piece, and it is. It's a really good buy right at this time, and especially small gold. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you can put in the sole of your shoe and walk away with and have as money. Back in the Weimar Republic, when that fell apart and the Nazis were coming in and people were fleeing for their lives, they had to use the things that are of real wealth. And paper and Weimar Republic notes weren't doing it. You could have been a multimillionaire. You'd have been wiped out. But if you had pieces of gold, diamonds, emeralds, jewelry, that kind of stuff was valuable. Obviously, this gold is going to be valuable. Gold was valuable when the Egyptians were living on this world, and it hasn't lost its value since. This United States currency was attached to gold through 1971 and didn't truly become fiat until after that point. And now you can see what's going on. You should have something that's real, something that's solid, something that you can actually use as money if things really get bad, and we know they're gonna. And so there's no sense in even playing around with this thing. And another thing, Alex, you know, the reason why you have a credit implosion, I don't think a lot of people understand that money comes into existence through the creation of a loan. That's what the Federal Reserve is. It's a bank, and it lends us the money, and that's how it gets into the economy. But every time you see these defaults occurring, that means that money that's been lent into the economy disappears into the same black hole that it was created from. It goes away. And that's why these banks collapsing, that's the real issue there. Allow these banks to collapse and the money supply dries up to nothing and there's no currency for commerce. That's why you don't have food in the grocery stores. Everything comes to a screeching halt. And we obviously need to get away from the system because the people of the United States shouldn't be forced to take on debt in order to have economic commerce. That's a crazy notion that we'd even accept something like that. And yet it was sold to us in 1913. Now we're sitting here, the dollar is imploding, and the companies that created these derivatives and all these different things, they're all falling apart, and it just doesn't make sense. It does not make sense to have your money in the bank. It doesn't make sense to have your money in annuities. It doesn't make sense to have your money in any of that paper stuff.
Absolutely. We got people calling up, freaking out, going, my annuity isn't insured, and they don't believe us. Then they call their insurance company, their annuity, and they go, yeah, it's not insured. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're telling you the truth. Give the brokers a call. Test Midas out. Buy a few gold coins, a few silver coins. Test it out. 1-800-686-2237. I believe gold's only going to go up. All the market fundamentals state that as a law of finance, a law of currency, a law of economics. But bottom line, this is something that is real. This is something that is scarce. This is something that has intrinsic value anywhere in the world. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. The brokers are there until midnight. Ted, can you, because that's another great deal. These deals you've been offering have just been amazing. Can you hold that deal again to midnight tonight?
I most certainly will. Give her higher hell or high water. I don't care where gold goes. I'll hold it till midnight, and then we'll watch and see what happens tomorrow. We may even be able to do it for tomorrow.
Briefly, gold's been all over the place today. I know it was up this morning. Where is it right now?
Well, right now, the last time I looked, gold is at 873.40. It had a high today of 891.40. There's this gyration going on because they don't know what's going to happen in Congress.
And the plunge protection team keeps dumping money trying to rally the stock market, which everybody knows now that happened right before 1929. Open discussion of depression and things. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Let me give you that number again, folks. I wouldn't procrastinate on this. I don't need to procrastinate. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for popping in with us for the segment. I really appreciate all you're doing.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to go get back to shipping this stuff. We're way behind, so I got to get on it, okay?
It is crazy. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
The The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are skipping the next break in between votes in the House and doing his work and his lunch. He's joining us. He'll be with us until about 23, 24 after. So note to networks for skipping the next break. Congressman Ron Paul joins us, former presidential candidate as Libertarian, then for president. He has been, for decades, warning about how the international banking system would cause a world implosion. He's been intensely warning the last few months on national television in Congress and here on this radio show. And I specifically want to get from him the breakdown of what's happening, this unprecedented power that the Treasury is asking for to make itself a private hedge fund, and also to give themselves amnesty from any crimes that have been committed by the financial order. Paul Watson has the headline on PrisonPlanet.com, Bush and McCain blackmail America with economic terrorism. The two parties have circled the wagons. They're saying you must give us unlimited power and $5 trillion, according to Bloomberg's, the real number, Bloomberg Financial, or depression will strike, which itself is enough to send the markets into oblivion. So please, Congressman Ron Paul, who was just questioning Bernanke in the Banking Committee yesterday, the only one asking real questions, tell us what we're truly facing right now. Who are the culprits? Do people need to be brought to justice for this so that the criminal activity stops? And what is your idea of a plan to try to avert what's happening versus their stick-up bailout, Congressman?
Well, obviously it is very, very serious, and we've been warning about it, as you have on your radio program, and it's here. But when they say that if we don't do exactly as they say and turn over more of our money and more of our liberties and exempt themselves from any court in the whole nation, they're trying to intimidate us and stampede us into doing the wrong thing. But they're also right when they say that if they don't do that, we're going to have serious problems. Yes, we are. But we're going to have much more serious problems if we do than they want.
Okay, classic there, ladies and gentlemen. We lost the congressman over the congressional phone line system. And so we are calling Congressman Ron Paul back right now on this key day with the decision of this nation being decided. This is one of the most important crossroads in this country and in the world's economic history. Will the criminals that have orchestrated this crisis, that has nothing to do with the subprime loans, that's less than $100 billion of the trillions of junk and derivatives that are out there, will they be able to orchestrate an expansion of their power out of the crisis they've committed to bring us even under greater control of the economic fascists? Or will the American people rally and say no and come up with a real plan to avert economic depression? This is make it or break it right now. And we are getting Congressman Ron Paul back up on the line. For folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, we are streaming live. Bush and McCain blackmail America with economic terrorism. Excellent article by Paul Joseph Watson that everyone should read and also get out to your email list, friends and family and others, because it's key right now that the American people understand why and how this is happening and who the culprits are. That is absolutely essential right now that that happen. And the good news is, in the Rasmussen polls and other polls, under 30% or 28% in some polls, lower in some others, higher in others, but never above 30%, only 30% of the people are supporting this. And that is very, very exciting. Were we able to get the congressman back? Fantastic. It is pandemonium up there at the Capitol with the phone system, and we will get the congressman back on with us. Lawmakers, financial bailout agreement reached. This is Associated Press. This just came out 10 minutes ago. Warned of possible financial panic. Key Republicans and Democrats reported agreement in principle Thursday on a $700 billion bailout of the financial industry and said they would present it to Bush administration in hopes of a vote within days. Emerging from the two-hour negotiation session, Senator Chris Dodd, the Senate, the Banking Committee chairman, said, "We are very confident that we can act expeditiously. I now expect that we will indeed have a plan that can pass the House, pass the Senate, and be signed by President," said Senator Bob Bennett, Republican, Utah. The bipartisan consensus on the general discussion of the legislation was reported just hours before President Bush was to host presidential contenders Barack Obama, John McCain, and congressional leaders at the White House for discussions on how to clear obstacles to the unpopular rescue plan. See, it's unpopular, so you have the establishment showing it's the establishment against the people, giving dictatorial powers to these private interests. Congressman, I had a little snafu there, but at least we've got 10 minutes left with you. Please go back to where you were. You were dealing with the very people that have engineered this are now saying give us unlimited blank check power.
Yeah, that's what they want, and they don't want any review of any court. So they want dictatorship. They want to pass all the penalty and suffering on the average person on Main Street. They talk about illiquid assets, but what they should say is assets that have no value, that everybody would know what they're talking about. And they just want to dump the real assets on us, and the bankers and others who are in special locations will pick up pieces of the good assets that were left over. And we will have a depression or recession. It's locked in place due to the previous Federal Reserve action. The only question is whether this will last 1 year or 10 years and a full decade, and we lose a lot of liberties in the meantime. And I was saying earlier that it looks like, from what I sense in this Congress, they're opting out for a decade plus of depression rather than saying, well, let's correct our ways, let's balance the budget, let's cut taxes, let's bring our troops home and do all sensible things. And what they're going to do is more of the same of printing money and spending, so that will prolong the agony and prevent the correction that is mandatory.
If we're talking about 13 to 15% real inflation compounded, that is going to be devastating to people on fixed incomes. But the general economy itself is already grinding to a halt right here in Texas, even in Austin, supposedly the most successful city in the country right now. Things are bad, Congressman.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had an addition over in our area, you know, along the coast, we've had the addition of the hurricane problem. But, you know, if you're starting to feel it there, you can imagine what it must be like living in Nevada and California and Michigan and all these other places that have been suffering for a lot longer than a month or two. It's been a year or two, and there's still a long way to go. And my point is, as long as you prevent and slow up the liquidation and the correction, the longer the pain and the suffering lasts. And
what about criminal charges? I mean, there's no doubt that the brokerage firms and hedge funds that put out all this fake paper knew they were engaging in criminal activities. I mean, don't we need to have some investigations and then prosecutions so that Wall Street will stop engaging in these activities?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But probably if you wanted to prosecute the most guilty party, you'd have to prosecute the Federal Reserve Board and the politicians who promote that, because that's where the biggest fraud is. Yes, that is true. This encourages fraud and deceit and all this speculation. But I like to see that as local as possible. Just remember, not too many years ago when Enron went bankrupt, it motivated everybody to say, hey, there's not enough regulation. So they passed Sarbanes-Oxley, which was totally unnecessary and has hurt our economy. And Enron people were prosecuted under Texas anti-fraud laws. So
I agree.
The whole idea of getting the FBI involved, that's sort of the FBI BATF approach, and we don't like national police. So, yes, they should be convicted and put in prison when they defrauded the public.
So you want to see state grand juries in the proper role under the 10th Amendment that have very serious teeth, and the crime is public, so they need to convene grand juries right now.
Yeah, and we have proper authority for that, and it's an experience with it. And I think the Enron case is a good example.
Okay, solutions. I mean, you have won World Economic Awards. I know you don't like to toot your horn, but you've won some of the most prestigious awards out there by different schools of economics. Of course, the Austrian School, the von Mises Institute. What is your plan? What would you do right now if you were the president and you were having this meeting coming up in a few hours? What would Ron Paul do?
Of course, you have to realize a constitutional president is cautious about not becoming a dictator himself. I know what the policy should be, of course, and you have to find out what the Congress is going to do. But there would be a lot you could do. You could probably, I think the most important thing is to send the message that we're going to quit living beyond our means. And a president can set the standard for that. And he has the most control under the Constitution on foreign policy. He could say, look, no more wars. We're done with these wars. We're not going to take on the Russians. We're not going to go take on people in Venezuela. We're going to start talking to the Cubans and bring our troops home and save hundreds of billions of dollars. That would send a powerful message that the dollar would respond to, and actually oil prices would come down. But then you have to get a consensus. You have to get people and say, look, are you ready for a new idea about government, something that the founders knew about? Government should be limited to protecting liberties. We have to talk about unraveling the welfare state, and we have to give up our ideas of world empire. And that is the most important thing a president could do. In the meantime, the policy ought to be shrink the size of government, decrease the regulation, work toward the sound money, remove the authority of the Fed to create money out of thin air, and get tax reduction. We need radical tax reduction. They want more money in the economy. Well, If we didn't have an income tax and did away with the spending, we'd all be a lot richer. And all of a sudden, I think we would thrive in a short period of time. I would permit the liquidation of debt to continue.
All right, Congressman, we have the AP reporting that financial bailout agreement has been reached. Basically, they're going along with almost all of what Paulson called for in his new financial imperium, or failing forward. Getting back to prosecution, I mean, if you're saying go after the Fed governors, are you talking about Alan Greenspan, the former chairman? Are you talking about Helicopter Ben? Who are you talking about?
All of them, but, you know, in a way, that's symbolic gesture, because they are people who have been put in office, you know, through the system and the president. I don't think we'd get anywhere on that, but morally speaking, they're the culprits. And, you know, when in 1792, when we had our first coinage act, they said anybody that counterfeited money deserved the death penalty. That's what they thought because they hated inflation. And here we are. We endorse inflation, legalize it, and put, you know, how long was Alan Greenspan considered the maestro? The nobody would say boo to him. And here he set up the whole stage of this whole problem that we have.
And really, he's just a little man behind the curtain running the scam. We only had about 4 minutes left with you, Congressman. I wanted to get into the Army Times last week announcing regular combat brigades to be rotated in for crowd control with microwave guns, non-lethal weapons. We see the federal expansion, you know, preparing for social breakdown. So you and many others and 70% of the American people in major polls are against the bailout. But instead, the establishment and Congress and both parties are saying, we don't care, and we're going to go ahead and go with this handover to the private banksters after they've committed all these crimes. Are you concerned about civil unrest if a depression comes or if this deepens, and you know, how do we counter that when they start activating regular army groups in the United States?
Well, it's going to be tough because that's the movement, and you know, they tell you what their attitude is with that provision in the Paulson's bill, which says we're exempt from the courts. We don't even want the courts to look at this. They may modify that language, but you know what their attitude is. And they want to be lawless. They don't want to be held accountable. And that's why it is extremely dangerous. I talk about the economic dangers, and we all should be concerned because we want a high standard of living. But ultimately, the only thing that counts is our freedom. You know, we could be very, very poor. We could wipe out a lot of wealth in this country. But if we had our freedoms and the market and sound money, we would all go back to work quickly. We would help our neighbors and our friends, and we would be wealthy in a short period of time. So that's why what you're talking about, are we going to have martial law or are we going to have more freedoms? And the more problems that we have, the more likely it is that we're going to have martial law. So I do think they anticipate and make plans for these things.
In closing, Congressman, you have you know, to tell the fact that government is always co-opted by private corporations and corrupt systems, and no matter how much good you try to put into it, it always turns out, you know, becoming corrupted. But at the same time, people losing their homes, companies falling apart, the real economy being raided by Wall Street right now with the previous bailout money, you know, banning the shorting only on themselves, but then turning the dogs loose on the real economy. I know you're against the bailout of the bankers. Is it a lesser evil to have some type of bailout of the infrastructure itself, because we're like an emaciated person that's been thrown up on the shore? Or what do you say to that?
And what do you mean by infrastructure? Are you talking about material infrastructure, roads, highways, and things?
Of it, and then people losing their houses. I mean, if we're going to have a bailout, shouldn't it be of the American people? I mean, I know that's bad, too, but, I mean, isn't that better?
On principle, I wouldn't endorse that, but I also always have a program of transition. If money is to be spent, we have to pay for it. Just recently, we had a disaster relief program, and I voted against it. And I did because we don't have the money. But I'm not against doing some of that, but I'm against building the deficit to do it. I would cut, you know, if we need $10 billion for survival reasons here or infrastructure, I would cut $20 billion overseas, put 10 against the deficit, and use 10 here at home. And that's not perfect. But it's so much better than continue to spend money and expand our programs overseas and getting ourselves into so much trouble.
So the lesser of two evils. Well, I certainly agree with you there. This is the final question, Congressman. They're saying that they're going to go ahead and go with the bailout. Do you think that's going to fall apart, or do you think the scaremongering by both parties' leaders of imminent depression is going to get this rammed through? And then down the road, how bad do you think this will accelerate the hyperinflation?
Well, it's going to be inflationary, but it might calm the markets for a little while, but it will not solve the problem. It just delays the inevitable. But yesterday I would have said, boy, there's no way they can get these votes today. You know, arm twisting and giving everybody benefits and boosting this package up and passing out more funds. It looks like they're going to defy the American people. And it tells you how close the two parties are, because you see all of a sudden you don't see McCain and Obama fighting over this. They both endorse these bailout principles.
And you see Clinton endorsing basically McCain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a love fest.
So that tells you that they are in charge, and you know that we've complained a lot about the political system and why anybody who truly objects to the establishment can't get very far in today's establishment.
Is that why you're endorsing Chuck Baldwin over the Republican candidate?
Yeah, I mean, well, I reject the two-party system, the two candidates, so yes, I did pick Chuck over.
Congressman, I think this could end up destroying the New World Order globalist system. I think they've overreached, and this is badly coordinated, and I think this is finally going to destroy the people's confidence in this giant, you know, mega state. Do you agree with that?
I think that's a possibility, because I think they get to the point where they think they're like God and they can control everything, and they don't realize the market really is more powerful than all the bankers and all the politicians. The markets rule. It just takes a time, and it's sorting out who's going to be the victims and all. They think they have control, but ultimately, you know, it's the underground economy that is the real economy. So I think they could overstep themselves, and hopefully we can come out with a better world afterwards.
Well, we're really blessed to have you up there watching the banking crime syndicate there on the House Banking Committee, Congressman, and we just want to thank you. Please plug some of the websites and the book or any other information or any congressional websites that people might want to check into.
Okay, if you go to ronpaul.org and go to all my websites, but the most significant right now is Campaign for Liberty. But either one will find me. I'm found very easily on the Internet.
Sir, thank you for your time. Take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. There goes Congressman Ron Paul spending 20 minutes with us today. We appreciate him taking the time out to do that in his busy schedule. I know we have loaded phone lines here. When you hear a caller hang up, means you can get involved on air. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to go to your calls, but I'm going to go to them in rapid succession. For me, that means extremely slow. but on this call list, John, who is up next? Matt in the good old UK, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir, and I hope you're feeling a lot better, by the way. As I say, I've enjoyed the topic today. Yeah, I just want to mention very quickly, I know you got a lot of calls and to your show, is basically I watched the Bush thing yesterday in the UK, and I'm just going to mention that basically where I live in the UK, there's a lot of houses been repossessed, and what the councils are doing is obviously the ones that have been repossessed, they're going to privatise and rent them out. It's very, very scary times in the UK.
Explain that again. They're going to privatise them. Who is going to privatise them?
The local councils, or the councils in the UK, all the houses, like where I live in the UK, has got the highest repossession rate in the UK. And what they're going to do is all the houses that have been repossessed, the council is going to buy them off the government and obviously rent them out. So obviously the government's
making profit. I saw some plans of that. So you have government engaging in predatory activity at every level. And, of course, the United States has said it's going to, quote, bail out the British banks. They're talking about £200 billion, or that's $400 million-plus dollars, just in the U.K. with your 70 million or 80 million people over there. I mean, think about the magnitude of this. And so the people pay for the bailout, and then they get their houses taken, and then government takes your tax money locally and buys the houses again, so really the banks are being paid. That's just like in the U.S. they're saying top dollar will be paid for the junk securities and the derivatives and then the good homes and the bad homes, all of it, by the taxpayer, top dollar, and then we get to have our houses taken. I mean, it's just crime on crime on crime and just a mindless public. No idea what's even going on. They're just absolutely, like people have had their ears gouged out, their eyes gouged out, their tongues cut out, beaten in the head with hammers, just drooling on the side of the road, just worshiping black ski masks, worshiping cameras, worshiping FEMA camps. I mean, I feel sorry for people.
I mean, the people in the UK are blinded by this because, like, the mortgage interest rate has gone up by 8%, 9%, even 10% in the UK, and people just can't afford it. I mean, like, the I don't know what it's like in the US for, like, we have like a minimum wage, it's like 5 to 52 UK pounds. I don't know what that is in US dollars, But people just can't live on this minimum wage. And then we hear our PM saying that they've created 3 million new jobs. 3 million new jobs where? You know, the people.
Amazing. Matt, got to jump. Thank you for the call. Scott, Bill, John, Michael, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger. When you dig my grave.
Man, Willie Nelson.
Would you make
soothing.
It shallow? So I can feel.
By the way, just a program note, I'm going to announce tomorrow or Monday. We've already judged the essays. I'm trying to judge the videos. We want to try to be fair about this. And we already had one whale contest for $3,000, a $2,000 prize and a $1,000 prize. Those won a month or so ago. The second wave, it's been a few weeks since that closed out, and we got couple hundred essays of each, hundreds of videos, and we're just, all of us been watching, reading, trying to pick the best winners. So we're going to get on to that. Also, Willie Nelson was on with us a few months ago, a month and a half ago, and a caller said, hey, you ought to have a 9/11 truth rally. And he said, I'd do that in a minute. And I said, well, you really want to do it? And he goes, yeah, set it up. And then at the dates when he was going to be in Texas, he's not here that much anymore. It was just conflicts. And he said, look, just come to one of my concerts. And I'll have you and Jesse Ventura speak there. And I had no idea how special this concert is and who else is going to be there. So Willie said, I mean, by the time he announced it, this concert was already sold out. And so I kind of like, well, I can't, you know, have a bunch of people come to it. We're going to have a free one. But we're going to stream it live over the web. It'll be at Infowars.com for free. And we've already been out there and wired all that up out there with his people. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And I have been so busy, I haven't even called Ventura back. He's set. He's coming into town in his RV. Last time I talked to him was like 3 weeks ago. I've been too busy. I'm going to call them tomorrow. And it's all set up. It's a done deal. But I'm just going to, you know, get them both set up to come on and promote the event on air in the next month. And in a few weeks, I'll announce where it's at and where it's going to be. But just know this. In late October, you'll be able to watch it for free on Infowars.com. Okay, I'm going to pay for it, stream it out, and do the whole deal. Willie was offering to hook up his own stuff and do it. And I just said, look, I don't want to bug you. And frankly, with all the economic stuff that's happening, all things that are going on, I haven't really been thinking about it much. You know, it's exciting, but at the same time, people who never met celebrities, who don't know celebrities, or haven't hung out with real celebrities, you know, people think it's like cloud nine and some magical kingdom that no one's ever been to, and you'd just be happy and fulfilled if you'd ever been there. And me, I just know so many, and I'm not bragging either. It's, you know, the point is because they're, you know, they think the same or they agree with me or they like what I'm doing or they reach out. And, so many other countless celebrities have reached out and I don't even, it's really embarrassing. I'm actually not very good at this. I had a huge icon of rock and roll call a few weeks ago and I never even called him back. Most people would kill for this, and I am just, like, totally thinking about the New World Order and banking and FEMA camps and Army brigades, you know, to occupy the U.S., and it kind of makes me mad. I wish I could enjoy, you know, having huge people call me up or, you know, finding out about icons that are listeners of this show. And I wish I had time to, you know, go play golf with Willie Nelson or, you know, get invited out to his place in Maui. I mean, he's just such a great guy. Can't do it. Got to stay here. And be hated on and everything else that goes on. But it doesn't matter because it is the work that matters. And also, I'm a little bit gun-shy, just a little bit gun-shy. Every time some huge celebrity contacts us or we run into them and have them on air, it wakes up new people because it's a fad-driven, celebrity-driven society. People also resonate with celebrities. Getting out of the left-right paradigm and really covering hardcore issues. People resonate with the courage. But I also kind of cringe with some of the guests we have coming on next week. One of them rescheduled, I think, till Wednesday for Monday because of a flight situation, changing flights. But some big guests next week. And I almost cringe before they come on because I go, oh. You know, I want to have these big people on so people can hear what they think about the New World Order. People can hear their views. But then it'll get media attention and then it wakes people up. It expands 9/11 truth. It expands people's awareness. But then the movement itself that is peopled with folks that have, I guess, never had my success, the hating just goes absolutely wild. And the manufacturing of baloney and the lies about me. And it doesn't hurt my feelings. Only in that it doesn't hurt my feelings that I'm being attacked personally. People are lying about me because I got a thick skin and I'm kind of the type of person where it just, you know, in a sick way, I just go, but I'm trying to not be like that. I'm trying to not giggle and snicker around the office like Emperor Palpatine because that's a little too comfortable for me to get into that mode and just go, I don't care. But, you know, I'm trying to not be a hard person. And I'm trying to let my good side dominate and take over and, you know, then when I totally shift over to my good side, well, we all have a good side and a bad side. I just feel sorry for people because, folks, I'm legitimate. I mean, I'm the real deal. And am I perfect? No. But, I mean, I'm the real deal. And that's why so many millions of people resonate with this show. That's why people of discernment resonate with this broadcast. That's why people who are awakening, you know, resonate. And it hurts my feelings that a lot of people attacking us are not feds. You know, it's easy to say, oh, they're feds, and some of them clearly are, and that's been admitted before, but a lot of them aren't. They are just people who really are products of the culture. And so they don't like the New World Order, and they don't like what's going on, but they also hate anybody doing well. And see, that's how the New World Order sees things. They see things like anybody that doesn't like the New World Order or doesn't like tyranny, well, they're just jealous. They want the power. And you know, the old saying is that revolutionaries are closet wannabe elitist or aristocrats. But I know in my heart, and I know from the people that I work with, people I'm around, that there are good, decent people who love liberty and want to face down this tyranny. Now, the very process of unseating tyranny and resisting it does bring power upon those who take power in their hands. So we have taken power and to resist tyranny. And we have to be very careful that in that process, we are not turned into what we were resisting. And that certainly is a great danger. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But the fruits of this tree, I mean, if we were an apple tree, and Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits, this tree is laden. The branches are laying on the ground with just huge apples oranges or dates, figs, whatever tree you want to imagine, fruit tree with pears, with grapefruit, you know, whatever. I mean, it is just so much fruit. The tree is just bulging with it. And so many of these people that attacked me, they came and, you know, they woke up because of the information we put out. And you know, and then if you're supposedly good people that attack me 24/7, well, then how is it that I woke you up? Or how was it that my work and others I woke up woke you up? I mean, how is it that we brought in such a mighty harvest? And then you're like a bad son who is 14 years old and is embarrassed to go out to eat with their parents and basically hates their parents and hates how your parents look and hate how they talk. Now, once you're 25 and have kids, you love your parents and realize how good they were and everything they did. But you're like snot-nosed 14-year-old looking at your daddy. And who's your daddy? You know, a lot of you know it. I'm your daddy. And you don't like it. Now, listen, I never claimed I'm the best daddy in this movement. And you know, I've tried to eschew the mantle a million times. But I just can't do it. I mean, if I'm going to risk my life, go all the way against the New World Order, do everything I can against it, you know, number one, I'm not your leader. But I recognize a lot of people see me as a leader, and you've got to start being more sophisticated, folks. The government knows how to manipulate your envy, your greed, your avarice, your hatred, your lust, all of it. And they know how to whip you up into just incredible things. And, you know, every time I talk about this, my detractors howl with glee thinking that they're hurting me. You're not. In a sick way, through negative energy, you're actually building and energizing and pushing this show. And, you know, if you really cold-bloodedly hated me, you'd never talk about me. I mean, if you really cold-bloodedly wanted to hurt this radio show, you would ignore it and forget it existed. And so understand, attacks on this show only intensify. Only make it stronger. I mean, attacks with people out creating fake websites where they claim that I'm saying kill people and trying to get murder for hire going. That only made people realize that it was a fraud. And then there's other schizophrenics and crazies and nuts and people who I really feel sorry for. I wish I could sit down with them and, you know, get a hold of their hand and look them in the eye and you know, because it's easy to hate some jealous, envious person who doesn't like you or dislike them or, you know, just disregard and not care and laugh at it. But it's sad when there's well-meaning, weak-minded people who have picked up on COINTELPRO and Mockingbird disinformation. That's what Mockingbird is. You know, the CIA puts out their info and others parrot it. And just to see that, you know, to see people who I know are deceived and to see people I know are in bondage and people I know could have so much more potential with their radio shows and their films and their websites if they just wouldn't be infighting little bastards. And you know who these people are. There's hundreds of them. And they always attack. And there's always someone new they're attacking. And it's always about who's the best or who puts out what info or who's right about this. Hey, folks, we're now nearing the economic collapse. I mean, they're deploying regular army to the U.S. for a homeland mission against the American people. What's in John Warren Defense Authorization Act is now openly stated by the Army. the rubber is now meeting the road, and people, you really need to just have a gut check and really analyze your own mindsets out there and ask yourself what direction you're going in. And you need to do it now, because we need everybody in this movement. So any of you that aren't government agents, any of you that aren't being handled, you need to really be circumspect about it and look at yourselves. And I try to look at myself every day, and believe me, I don't like what I see a lot of the time. And I have to pull up and behave myself. I mean, Lord knows, man, I'm a worldly person. And I've been around the block a couple times. And, you know, I don't claim to be perfect, but I try every day to be a good person. I try every day to not be wicked. I try every day to make moral decisions and to be sharing and loving and compassionate and helpful and to have empathy for people. And I know when you have empathy, it hurts, because you see all the other bad things that are happening to people, and then you care, and then it gets to you. Or you could just be a hard person who just doesn't care, and I'm out for myself, and ask, so what, and kind of go through life, but then you shutter yourself in. You limit who you could truly be by not opening your soul up to the world, by not being a good person. So I would just tell everybody, we're coming towards points in time when things are going to get much worse than they are now. That's undoubted. I mean, that's a foregone conclusion. The only question is, how severe will the military, socioeconomic, political, societal, I mean, it's not just the government that's going to hell. I mean, the public is acting like ravenous demons in parking, in stores, on the street, in business. Hacking of all types is way up. Just stealing is way up. I mean, it's going to get bad. And I would challenge our movement to spend all the time you can exposing things we can stop. You know, the bankers are behind it. The bankers are criminal. The bankers engineered it. Don't drink sodium fluoride and the other toxins they put in there under that name. You know, learn how to properly filter. Don't take mercury-filled shots. Don't give it to babies. Don't eat GMO foods. Don't eat MSG. Don't eat aspartame. I mean, this is stuff killing millions of people every year. And this is something we can do now, something warning people. Folks are really listening. We've reached exponential flashpoint. Now is when people will actually listen to you. We can save lives. The CPS is in trouble. Child Protective Services, Family Services caught raping, killing kids everywhere. Rape rooms at the dormitories. It's all over the news worldwide in the U.S. and England, Europe. I mean, the government is really being discredited right now. We can go and take over local governments peacefully. We can get rid of the electronic voting machines. We're having victories in many areas there where people fight back. But people say, give me a solution, give me a solution. It isn't some silver bullet out of Congress. It is you gut checking, looking in the mirror, not spending your time spinning your wheels, fighting and infighting with our movement and saying who's right or who's this or who's that or he doesn't cover this, he doesn't cover that. Somebody isn't covering something, call into the show. And don't accuse them of not covering it. Say, hey, you ought to have this person on. Hey, let me tell you about this. You know, have an attitude of winners, because the world needs us, you know, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. They need people that love liberty and love God and love honor and love innocence. I mean, and you're needed, folks, not to have this morbid New World Order spell of just with each other. It's disgusting. And not just against me, it's everybody doing this. It has to stop. Those of you that are aware of this information have a sacred duty and honor to get this information out. Well, how do I do that then? Tell me exactly how. Hey, there's a million ways to do it. You think of the ways to do it. I'll give you examples. All right, we got loaded phone lines here. Somebody disagrees. So I'm going to skip ahead of, they dropped off and there's no phone lines open. They're all full. Michael in Oregon said you disagreed. If you can call back at 1-800-259-9231, I'll put you to the head of the line. There's so many here. I don't know who's first. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Hi.
My question is, we know that we're going to be the ones paying this bailout back, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to you about this before, but I want to find out. We know it's $5 trillion. What Bloomberg's reporting is probably true. Where are they getting this money? First of all, where are they getting the money? Have they released that exactly, printed that out?
No, they're going to sell debt that basically the U.S. taxpayer has to pay for. So, let me explain. They're just going to levy taxes and fines and fees and they're going to raise some of the money by selling U.S. securities on the world market.
What are those securities that they've listed?
There's different types of bonds, different types of government bonds, different types of government securities.
Hmm. And that's going to come up with the $700 billion that they're talking about?
Yeah, it's called the national debt. But
okay.
but again, part of it's financed, part of it's done through. But again, then when those become mature, the American people through taxes have to pay off on those bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Understand how that works? They issue the bonds, and then when it's time to cash in, the 1 year, the 2 year, the 3 year, the 10 year, the when it's time for those to come in, they're always coming in. We pay. Guys in black ski masks come and kick down your door and drag you out and sell all your stuff and sell your house.
Now, I got a question for you. You think they're going to come up with a debtor's prison for Americans that are...
England is actually setting those up, and they're talking about arresting you now for debts in this country, yes. Our
that's
debts will not be forgiven.
That's what I'm wondering about, because that sounds like something they're going to come out in the future here real shortly.
Yeah, they're bastards. All kinds of stuff. Anything else you want to add, Scott?
No, that's it.
Good to hear from you. We're going to come back and go to everybody who's patiently holding. I'm Alex Jones. The websites, they are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. The film's the most powerful tool we've got in the Infowar. Check out the websites. Get the videos.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Oh, this song talks about the bankers.
We'll rise again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land.
ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die.
The bankman says he likes me.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll ride again.
All right, Bill, Ricardo, Cole, Brian, Christopher. Bill, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
You know that they're understating it, the amount of money for the bailout in the bill, correct?
Yes.
You know that Bloomberg said $5 trillion, and he's getting closer, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know it's a lot further out than that, right?
In the bill, the way they have structured it, it's basically unlimited. It says they can just do whatever they want. So
exactly. And I've been following you and listening to a lot of this stuff, and you know that. We know that. Is this going to change anything?
It's going to rapidly devalue the dollar, and government is going to squeeze at every level to get assets to pay it.
Will we still be in a depression eventually?
Yes, eventually, and it will be far worse.
Far worse. Now, do you think this will change any of their agendas for Iran or confronting Russia?
By doing this, they will continue to fund their operations, so it will allow them to continue.
Right, and isn't this thing so far out that they actually need to capture even more resources and more control eventually to keep the Ponzi scheme going?
You said it all, brother.
And what are we doing here? Why shouldn't we have approached this as not as a bailout, but we should approach this as a buyout of the Federal Reserve and end this nonsense?
I agree. I've been saying nationalize the Federal Reserve, take it over and arrest them, and you heard Ron Paul saying they should be arrested. That needs to be a headline on Infowars.com right there.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I what's going to happen here. And
they're
going to
bankrupt
really...
everything. They're going to suck everything dry. That's why that 1 in 10 college grads is Homeland Security. It's going to shift into a military-industrial complex economy, and it's going to be hell on earth.
And it's going to be at the barrel of a gun.
They're going to kill a lot of people. Yep, they're planning a Maoist regime. And, folks, we're going into hell.
And Alex... wouldn't you, and I know you would because you're similar, you have children like I have, wouldn't you rather go through a few years of misery and face and help other people survive this misery and go back to a wealthy
economy?
Yes,
I would. I mean, there's three choices. Let it crash, let them expand the scam and crash it even bigger to consolidate later, or arrest them. Grab these private institutions that have engaged in crime, and then bail the American people out and build the infrastructure back.
And you even heard Ron Paul say,
as big a libertarian as he is, we are so debased, there is going to have to be government support of the people.
Alex, there's not going to be any resolution to any of this until we approach the idea of the Federal Reserve and buy them out.
Well, not even buy them out, and they need to be arrested. It needs to be directly, nationalized right now.
You know, when they talk about putting full brigades, and they're rotating them in and out of Iraq, from what I understand.
Yeah, no, they're going to build up a huge force. It's not one
brigade.
That means
when they're here and they finally get disgusted with having to do this horrible task of confronting the people who will resist, then when they finally look like they may acquiesce to the people, then they're going to float them out again.
Well, they're also going to find out who likes it and who doesn't and then keep them here in sheep-dipped local commissars. So you'll just have them in a local... federal police uniform strutting around, everyone groveling, bringing them coffee and hot cakes, and strutting around in their glistening armored outfits and marching, and everyone, oh, sir, thank you, please don't take me away. Oh, God, I love the government. Oh. It's just a bowing, broke-back nation of people licking boots. Bye-bye.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved Republic.